Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chavav. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the second version of the Machlokes, between Abai and Rava, brought on Daf Chafeim Abayz, Abai said that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven Aser, something that one does not intend is forbidden, would permit a case which was Delesher V'chamechaven, that was unavoidable, but one intends to enjoy it. On this Daf, Abai brings a Braisa to support his position that states, the Rabbi Yochim ben Zakkai, Hayayoshe Betzilo Shel Heichel, Bedorish Kol HaYom, would sit in the shadow of the Heichel and expound Torah to the masses the entire day. This was a case where it was not feasible to choose another location that would avoid the forbidden benefit of the shade, since there was no other space that it could accommodate them, and yet it was permitted. Rabbi answered that benefiting from the shadow cast by the Heichel is different than Losoch Lasui, because the Heichel is made primarily as protection for what is inside of it. Therefore, the shade it provides to what is outside of it is deemed an unusual form of benefit, and therefore it is permitted. Point number two, was said in the name of Bar Kapara, Kol Mara B'Reach Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila, sound, appearance, and aroma are not subject to Me'ila. Now the Gemara questions whether in fact aroma is not subject to Me'ila, based on a brace that states, HaMafatim Es HaKatoris L'Islamed Ba, one who compounded the Katoris in order to become well-versed in how to do it, Olamosu L'Tzibor, or in order to donate it for the public use in the base of Migdash, Pater is exempt. But if he made it in order to smell it, he's chayv karis. And one who smells the actual katoris from the heichel is pater from karis, el shema'al. But he has committed mi'ila. So we see from here that aroma is subject to mi'ila. Rapapa answered and said that what Bar Kapara means is, kol umara ein behem mushum mi'ila, the sound of musical instruments and the appearance of the heichel are not subject to mi'ila because they have no substance. And the reich from the katoris after its column of smoke rises is not subject to mi'ila, hoyovan nasis mitzvaso, since its required procedure has been done. Rashi explains that mi'ila only applies to Kadshi Hashem, the holies of Hashem, and once the mitzvah has been done and the smoke rises, the aroma is no longer considered Kadshi Hashem. And point number three, the Gemara notes the contradiction between two brises. The first one states that if one fired an oven with forbidden substances, such as klipei orla, peels of orla fruits, chadash yutats, if the oven was new, it must be shattered. Rashi explains that the first firing affects the oven's completion through hardening. This in turn means that any future firing contains the benefit of the forbidden substance. Yashan yutsan, if the oven is old, it must be allowed to cool down before being used again. The second braisa states that both new and old ovens only require cooling down. So the Gemara resolves the contradiction by saying that the first braisa that requires destroying the new oven is going according to Rebbe Eliezer, who holds zev zegorim aser, the joint product of forbidden and permitted causes is forbidden. The forbidden cause is the initial forbidden oral appeals contained in the oven, and the permitted cause is the subsequent permitted wood. The second braisa reflects the opinion of the Rabban, who hold zev zegorim mutter, the joint product of forbidden and permitted causes is permitted. So once again, the 3 points are number one. In the second version of the Malchokes between Abai and Rabbi Bran Daf Chafehe Amebeis, Abai said that Rabbi Yehuda holds Davar Sheinu Miskaven Aser, something that one does not intend is forbidden, would permit a case which was Delo Efsher Becham Mechaven, that was unavoidable but one intends to enjoy it. On this Daf, Abai brings a Braisa to support his position that states, the Rabbi Yochim Ben Zakkai Hayayoshe Betzilo Shel Heichel Bedorish Kol HaYom, would sit in the shadow of the Heichel and expound Torah to the masses the entire day. Now, this was a case where it was not feasible to choose another location that would avoid the forbidden benefit of the shade, since there was no other space that it could accommodate them, and yet it was permitted. Rabbi answered that benefiting from the shadow cast by the Heichel is different than Losoch Lasui, because the Heichel is made primarily as protection for what is inside of it. Therefore, the shade it provides to what is outside of it is deemed an unusual form of benefit, and therefore it's permitted. Point number two, is said in the name of Bar Kapara, Kol Mara B'Reach Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila, sound, appearance, and aroma are not subject to Me'ila. The Gemara questions whether, in fact, aroma is not subject to Me'ila, based on a braisa that states, HaMafatim Es HaKatoris L'Islamed Ba, one who compounded the Katoris in order to become well-versed in how to do it, O Lamosu L'Tzibor, or in order to donate it for the public use in the base of Migdash, Pater is exempt. But if he made it in order to smell it, he's Chayv Koris, and one who smells the actual Katoris in the Heichel is Pater from Koris, El Shema'al, but he has committed Me'ila. So we see from here that aroma is subject to Me'ila. So Rapapa answered and said that what Bar Kapara means is, Kol umara ein behem mushum me'ila, the sound of musical instruments and the appearance of the heichel are not subject to me'ila because they have no substance. And the reich from the katoris after its column of smoke rises is not subject to me'ila, hoyovin nasis mitzvatsu, since its required procedure has been done. Rashi explains that me'ila only applies to Kadshi Hashem, the holies of Hashem, and once the mitzvah has been done and the smoke rises, the aroma is no longer considered Kadshei Hashem. And point number three, the Gemara notes a contradiction between two brises. The first one states that if one fired in the oven with forbidden substances, such as klipei orla, peels of orla fruits, chadash yutatz. If the oven was new, it must be shattered. Rashi explains that the first firing affects the oven's completion through hardening. This in turn means that any future firing contains the benefit of the forbidden substance. Yashan yutzan. If the oven is old, it must be allowed to cool down before being used again. The second brisa states that both new and old ovens only require cooling down. The Gemara resolves the contradiction by saying that the first brisa that requires destroying the new oven is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds zev zeh gorem aser. The joint product of forbidden and permitted causes is forbidden. The forbidden cause is the initial forbidden orla peels containing the oven, and the permitted cause is the subsequent permitted wood. The second brisa reflects the opinion of the Rabban, who holds zev zeh gorem mutter. The joint product of forbidden and permitted causes is permitted. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Chavav, and our Siman is a military coup, C-O-U-P, Chavav coup. So here goes. The troops hiding in the shade of the Heichal wall were enjoying the base of Migdash sounds, appearance, and aromas, while blowing up new ovens in the distance that were fired up with orla peels. Once again, in slow motion. The troops, that must be more on Daf Chavav, military coup. The troops hiding in the shade of the Heichal wall, which reminds us that from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would sit in the shade of the Heichal and teach Torah to the masses is not a proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the case of Delev Shebecha Mechaven, that what is unavoidable but one intends to enjoy is permitted. As Rav explained, the benefiting the shadow cast for the Heichal is different. Delosocho Asui, because the Heichal is made primarily as protection for what's inside of it. Therefore, the shade it provides to what is outside of it is deemed an unusual form of benefit, and therefore it's permitted. So the troops hiding the shade of the Heichal wall were enjoying the base of Mikdash sounds, appearance, and aromas, which reminds us that Rapapa explained that what Bar Kapara meant when he said the sound, appearance, and aroma are not subject to Me'ila was Kol Umara Ein Behem Mishum Me'ila, the sound of musical instruments, and the appearance of the Heichal are not subject to Me'ila because they have no substance, and the Reach from the Ketores after its column of smoke rises is not subject to Me'ila, Hoyova Nasis Mitzvaso, since its required procedure has been done. And Rashi explains that Me'ila only applies to Kadshi Hashem, the Holies of Hashem, and once the mitzvah has been done and the smoke rises, the aroma is no longer considered Kadshi Hashem. So the troops hiding the shade of the Heichal wall were enjoying the base of Mikdash sounds, appearance, and aromas, while blowing up new ovens in the distance that were fired up with oral appeals. Which reminds us, the Gemara resolved the contradiction between two brises, where one said a new oven that was fired up with oral appeals needs to be smashed, and the second brisa stated that it just required cooling down before the next use. The first brisa was going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Zev Zeh Gorem Aser, the joint product of forbidden and permitted causes is forbidden. The forbidden cause is the initial forbidden oral appeals contained in the oven, and the permitted cause is the subsequent permitted wood. The second brisa reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan who hold Zev Zeh Gorem Mutter, the joint product of forbidden and permitted causes is permitted. So once again, the troops hiding in the shade of the Heichal wall were enjoying the base of Mikdash sounds, appearance, and aromas, while blowing up new ovens in the distance that were fired up with oral appeals. All right, now it's time to go to our four-block-back Chazara. Daf Chabes, the Simra Chabes is a cab.
The cab driver, that must be one Daf Chabes. The cab driver weaved through the Nevela and Trefa marketplace, which reminds us of Rabbi Yalboa's position, that where the Torah states a prohibition regarding eating, an Isra Hana is included unless the Torah states otherwise. Rabbi Meir learns this principle from the pasuk regarding a Nevela, where the Torah permits giving it to a ger or selling it to a Nachri. This infers that if the Torah had not explicitly permitted it, getting a Na would be forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda derives this principle from the pasuk regarding a trefa, which states, "Lakelv tashichuno so, to the dog you shall cast it. You may cast it, referring to the flesh of the trefa, to the dog, but you can't cast to the dog all other prohibited substances that are enumerated in the Torah." So the cab driver weaved through the Nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim like to buy their get anasha, which reminds us that the fact that one can get hana from the get anasha by giving a thigh with it to a Nachri is not a challenge to Rabbi Yalboa, because Rabbi Yalboa holds Kashahutra Nevela heat vechelba begida hutra, that when driving benefit from a Nevela is permitted by the Torah, benefiting from the flesh of the carcass, its chelb and its get anasha were all permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Yalboa's rule does not apply to the get anasha, because the Torah made a special dispensation permitting it. So the cab driver weaved through the Nevela and Trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy their get anasha, as he raced to take the Drasha world champion to the Av Tav competition. which reminds us of Shimon HaAmsoni, who was Dorish, all the etzim in the Torah, and when he couldn't figure out what the S was for in Es HaShem El Kach HaTira, he told his Talmidim, Keshem Shekabalti Tzchara HaDrisha, Kach Ani Mekabal Tzchara HaDrisha. Just as I receive reward for the drushes that I made, so I receive reward for the withdrawal of these drushes. Eventually, Rabbi Akiva was Dorish, that the S referred to Talmud Chachamim, that one should have fear for Talmud Chachamim, like one has fear Shemaim.
Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Chaf Gimel is a keg.
Before the keg, that must be more in Daf Chaf Gimel. Before the keg full of Truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, which reminds us that it's permitted for a Zar to derive benefit from Truma to make an Erev Tchumim, even though he's forbidden to eat Truma, because the Torah states, Truma Schem, your Truma, which teaches that Yisrael may get Hana from Truma. So before the keg full of Truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the Shvatim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim. Which reminds us, the reason one can get hana from shvatim, as in the case of trappers who are permitted to sell impure creatures that have happened to be caught in their traps in Nachrim, even though they're forbidden to be eaten, is that the pasuk says, Lechem, to you. Shelechem yehei, the terminology implies that they shall be yours to use. So before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the shvatim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, who like to burn them in fire while chanting, Be'esh tisarev. Which reminds us that an additional source prohibiting one from deriving benefit from chametz or from a shor niskal comes from the pasuk be'esh tisaref, you shall burn them in fire, in regard to an outer chattas whose blood was sprinkled wrongfully inside the kodesh, thereby invalidating the chattas and requiring that one burns it. Since this pasuk is not needed for itself, as we already know that means to be burned from another pasuk that says v'hinei soref, behold, it should be burned. The pasuk can be used to teach us that it's forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach and that it's forbidden to eat of an animal that was stoned. And since we don't need a pasuk to teach us that it's forbidden to eat these foods, as we already know this from other psukim, therefore the pasuk comes to teach us that it's forbidden to even get hana from these foods.
Daf Chavdal, so the symbol of Chavdal is a pitcher, a cud, a pitcher. The quartz whips that were left draped over a special pitcher, that must mean we're on Daf Chavdal, cud. The quartz whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed Alav Shebachalos, which reminds Rav Papa said to Abai that perhaps Losei Achel in the Parsha of Chattas that improperly had his dung sprinkled in the Kodesh comes to state Alosa say specifically for the Chattas itself, because if the negative command was only learned through Rabbi Elazar's rule, one would not receive Malkus, because in Lokin Alav Shebachalos, one does not incur lashes for transgressing a generalized prohibition. Therefore, Losei Achel is not superfluous and cannot be the source for the prohibition against getting Hana from Chametz and Ashor HaNiskal. So the quartz whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed Alav Shebachalos were about to get a workout when Basin was told there was a man eating ants, which reminds us, Rav Ashi rejected Ravina's suggestion that the words Losei Achel said in reference to Tamei Kadshim is coming to add an additional losase that prohibits eating Tamei Kadshim, similar to Abai teaching that one can be chayv five sets of malkas for eating an ant, because kohekat the ekel midrash darshinim, wherever it's possible to expound a new halacha from a pasuk, we expound it. Vov makminim belavi yasera, and we do not assign the pasuk for an additional prohibition. So the court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed Alav Shebachalos were about to get a workout when Basin was told there was a man eating ants together with a cooked piece of chalav, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, all items prohibited for consumption that are mentioned in the Torah, one does not incur malchus on their account unless he eats them in their normal manner of consumption, which would exclude eating non-cooked chalav, since that's not the normal way to eat it. Some say derech hanasan. Yet everyone agrees in the case of kli hakerem that one would be chayv even if one ate it in an unusual manner, since the pasuk doesn't use the word achila, but uses tikdash. Daf Chaf Hei, so the Simur Chaf Hei is a silver anniversary. The husband's dream silver anniversary party, that must be more Daf Chaf Hei. The husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, which reminds us that Rabbi Ezer teaches the reason why the Torah states that one's love for Kodesh Baruch Hu should be b'chol nafshecha u'b'chol mo'adecha is to cover people who love their life more than their possessions, as well as people who love their possessions more than their life. So the husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, and that her blood was redder than his, which reminds us that the halacha that one should give up his life rather than commit murder is based on the svara of Maichazis, the Damididach, Sumach Tvei, who says your blood is rather than someone else's. Since there's no way to know whose life is more precious to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's forbidden to take one life to save another. So the husband's dream silver anniversary party, where he intended to declare he loved his wife with all his soul and possessions, and that her blood was redder than his, was shattered when he realized that the only way to get there was by passing the base of Odazora, famous for its sweet-smelling incense, which reminds us of the Machlokes about Hana'a Habala Adam Balkorcha, a case of forbidden benefit that comes to a person independently of his will. Abai and Rava disagree only in a case of the Esher V'lo Mechaven, where it's feasible to avoid walking there, and though he doesn't, he doesn't intend to enjoy the benefit. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Aser, something that one does not intend is forbidden, all agree it's Aser. They disagree with respect to Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Mutter, something that one does not intend is permitted. Abai says Rabbi Shimon would permit this case as well, whereas Rava holds that Rabbi Shimon only permits it in cases where it's not feasible to avoid the activity altogether. He would not permit it in this case, since taking an alternative route is feasible. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions, plus 3 bonus questions from the second Brachos Shabbos in Erevin. Number 1, which stuff do we see from the Mishnah that says trappers can sell shratzim that get caught in their traps, that one can get hana from shratzim? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn that a sheretz in the airspace of a kli makes the bread in the kli a sheni? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 3, which stuff we have Machlokes Abai and Rava in the case of Hana'a Habala Adam Balkorcho, a case of forbidden benefit that comes to a person independently of his will? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we learn that the walls of the Hichor are made to protect what's inside, and therefore it's mutter to benefit from their shade, since it's an unusual form of benefit? That's on Daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we learn why the Pasuk in Kriyat Shema states both B'chol Nafshecha V'chol Me'odecha? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we learn that Yisrael can get Hana from Truma, since the Pasuk says Trumas Chem? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 7, which stuff do we have Malchus Rabbi Yezin Rabban whether a new oven fired up with a forbidden substance needs to be destroyed or not? That's on Daf Chabab. Good. Number 8, which daf do we malchuk is Chizkia and Rabbi Yabo for the source that one cannot get hana from chametz? That's on Daf Chabab. Good. Number 9, which daf do we learn ein lokin alav shebachlalos? That's on Daf Chabdalad. Good. And number 10, which daf do we learn that the fact that one must give up his life rather than commit murder is based on the svar of whose blood is redder? That's on Daf Chaf Hei. Great. All right, now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn that my machronim is a chova? That's on Daf Yud Zayin and Erevin. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn that hakol bidei shemayim chutz mi yir shemayim? That's on Daf Lama Gimel and Brachos. Good. And number 3, which stuff do we learn about the 3 different ways one can light the menorah? That's on Daf Chaf Alef and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.